Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy DJ Desky here, and this is not an episode of Bench Talk. This is another episode of Don't Trip. We got you. You know, it's me, Miss Gotti Podcast, and about to have some more fun. We have JP on us again today.
Thank you.
And today we're not talking about red flag, green flags. Today we are talking about how to marry your high school sweetheart. You know, Valentine's Day just passed, so we kind of still in the mood of love and stuff like that. So, hey, man, y'all ready to get into it?
Let's get it.
Let's do it. So, I'm going to ask Miss Gotti because, you know, you're kind of older. And, you know, so you probably got more experience in this and stuff like that. But so how would you think to marry your high school sweetheart? Like, how would you go about that and something like that?
I think it's cute to want to marry your high school sweetheart. Now, not to be like Debbie Downer over here, but statistically, you're probably not going to.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of high school couples that last. Y'all are still kind of young. You're growing a lot. You're changing a lot. And you're not always going to grow and change at the same rate as your partner. And so it's understanding there's going to be ebbs and flows to where you guys are at. I think the core of being able to have a healthy relationship that's long lasting to where you could get married would be communication.
Definitely. Yeah. I know throughout, like, I'm not going to say relationships because I ain't really been in too many like real relationship, like situationships and like talking stage and stuff like that. Communication has always not been like a big thing for me, but like now that I'm getting older and understanding, like, in order to make things work, you got to talk and be able to communicate effectively, not just argue with a person or just try to force your point across, but like to listen, to understand, to, you know, to try to combat and like really understand and hear what the problem is and try to fix it. So your communication is definitely a big thing. Me personally, though, how to marry your high school sweetheart, you just got to find the right one at first, like, especially in this generation, day and age. You know, not everybody looking for love right away.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody looking for long lasting things, you know. Like me personally, like in this moment right now, if I find somebody, you feel me, cool. If I don't, same thing, cool. Like, I'm not really like forcing it out or like really looking for somebody to be like in a relationship with right now in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling and thugging, doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I think that's an important piece of the communication, like letting people know like what your intentions are.
Yeah.
Is your intention to be in a relationship? Is your intention just to have fun? And I think so long as like you go into that and all the parties know where they stand with each other,
Yeah. Then
they can make the decision like, do I want to stay? Do I want to pursue something else?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, ladies, I feel like you're more guilty of being able to think that you can change a guy's mind. Just what he communicates to you, take that for what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Like, really, that's what I think a lot of things come down to. Like we get into relationships, not knowing what the vibes are supposed to be like. You know, they start off cool, then they get to a point where it's like that little 3-month phase is over, that little honeymoon phase is done. Now you get to a point where you argue and the vibes aren't the same. So now everybody's like, oh, well, all we're doing is argue, so we might as well end it now anyways. But not understanding, like, if you communicate that early, you know what I'm saying, try to get a better understanding for it, maybe you can be able to work things out and push forward and be better. But JP, cause what you thinking? Because you ain't here. Talk to me.
Man, I'm like really sad. Because I actually just broke up with my girl yesterday.
Oh,
so this one hits a little close to home right now.
It does. But I definitely agree with, like, definitely the communication part. Because, like, we were... Like, I've known her for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when we first started talking, like, there was, like, obviously something there. And then, like, it kind of, like, just slowly, like, I would, like, have, like, little, like, I don't want to say flings, because, like, we ain't, like, do nothing together. But I had, like, my little moments where I would, like, talk to somebody else, and, like, she would, like, talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, that moment where, like, a couple months ago, she was, like, you know, I, like, really like you. So, like, we, like, was like, okay, let's try it. And we tried it. And yesterday, I won't say, like, I, like, mentally checked out. But, like, there was a situation that happened. And I'm not going to get into it because, like, that's, like...
Did y'all do the phone swap?
No.
It wasn't the phone swap.
I will say I have, like, really, like... I got trust issues.
Boy.
And also, and, like, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. But, like, I don't like being jealous.
Because
I feel like it makes me toxic.
For sure.
And definitely. I don't like toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Nah,
I feel like they take you out of it.
They do. So, they like, change your whole mindset. Like, you don't move through your day in the same way. Like, your thoughts, your feelings become so preoccupied with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Just
now you're moving.
Energy.
Mm. Yeah, bro.
And it's like, stuff starts to, like, feel different. So I was trying not to, like, be, like, that jealous mm-hmm. boyfriend. But it was just, like, really hard. Because, like, it's like once you know something, you mm-hmm. can't unknow it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I just, like, ran with certain stuff and, like, created scenarios in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't like the way my mindset is. So mm-hmm, it's like, mm-hmm. if I hear something, I'm going to create different scenarios.
So anytime, you, like, my suggestion for that is anytime you start to be in the mindset where you think, what if you put a what if in front of a statement because you don't know it's true, pause right there. Don't even finish it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no facts that are supporting your what ifs. Like, you're running off emotion and feelings instead of using your head. And being logical and just looking at the facts. And then coming to them and just asking, like, yo, this triggered this feeling. I'm not accusing you of anything, but this is where I am. And that's part of the communication, like letting your partner know, like, where you are and where you struggle. Not that they're responsible for healing you in mm-hmm. any way, but to be that supportive system of, like, yo, we're not all the same. Like, you can trust me. Like, there are good males. There are good females out there. It's just finding the one that's for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think everybody sees one relationship and expects it to be like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that everybody's different. Everybody goes about things differently. You know, something that you might care about, like, really importantly, might not be another main focus or vocal point for somebody else. You know, some people like to talk through their problems. Some people don't like to talk through their problems, you know. It's just how people cope with things, how people are, you know. I think really just, like, once you get an understanding, get a feel for each other, that's why I think, like, becoming, like, truly friends is, like, better to start off than just going right into a relationship. Because when you're friends, you have a chance to get to know them as a person, know their likes, their dislikes, what triggers them, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. And while you're in a relationship, if you just jump right into it right away, now you're in a relationship, but you're trying to figure out things still.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, that confusion and conflicts comes into it, to, like, make it a point now, like, oh, well, I didn't even know this was gonna happen, because you feel me, you just rush right into it. That's why I like take my time with things and, like, truly catch a vibe for a person, get an understanding, get a true feeling for it. And, like, I don't try to, like, rush things. Like, I like to put it off, like, if you're ready, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. But, like, and if I know I'm already, like, I'm gonna say something, but it's like usually like say, I'm not gonna force you to do anything you're not gonna want to do. Like if I like you and I want to, like, and I truly see myself being in a relationship with you, I'm just gonna let you know. You feel me? Whatever you say is what we're gonna go off of. Like, if you want to be in a relationship with me back, cool. If you don't, you feel me, you want to wait it out, or you just want to stay friends, that's okay too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what people don't understand. Like, people try to walk on eggshells around certain people's feelings,
mm-hmm.
and that's where feelings really start to get hurt, when you try to, like, hide things or not tell people what it really truly is. And that's when, like, things come into conflict and problems come, or arguments, and now y'all not on the same page, and now everything's going downhill. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I love the point about being friends first. A lot of times when you're friends, there's not that same, like, ulterior motive, or, like, I'm trying to put on a show or impress you or be what I know you like. Like, you just show up as yourself,
mm-hmm.
and y'all just, like you said, you just vibe.
Yeah.
And then you know, like, you know the person, you know the way they move, and it's like, I know that I could trust them in the relationship. I know what they're like as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And so then sometimes that little romantic piece can come into play. But, like, Dev, I was like you in high school, like, a lot. Like, I was never really focused on a relationship. Like,
yeah.
I had older brothers, so, like, dating early was definitely not my But I also knew, like, what my schedule was like. And when I was in season, like, I pretty much had time for sports and school. And that was about
yeah.
it. And I was like, it's not, like, I had a boyfriend for a little bit. And I was like, yo, track season's about to start. Like, I'm not going to have time for you. Like, it's not fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
For me to, like, never be available. And so I think it's being, like, honest about where you want to go and where your priorities are. And sometimes too, like, thinking about, like, senior year, like, I think about couples that I was in high school with, and they would go to the same college because they didn't want to separate.
Yeah,
in a semester,
like,
and, like, they break up, and it's like, you just made a huge life decision.
Mm, all for somebody else.
Yeah, and that for me is, like, I don't know, like, that's just tough for me. I'm like, I'm gonna make decisions for me that are, like, mm-hmm. in my best interest first. If there's somebody else that I'm seeing that I'm serious about, absolutely, I'll take them into consideration.
Yeah.
But I'm not one to necessarily put somebody
yeah.
before me at a high school age.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's where people, like, kind of get misconception with, because, like, they get, like, a feeling of high school, and, like, they like it a lot, and, like, they enjoy being with that person, but not understanding as you get older and grow in life, that might not be the person that meant for you. Like, you're going to meet, especially like in high school and going to college, you're going to meet a lot of new people. Mm-hmm. You know, feelings might change. They're going to meet new people. Feelings might change. So, like, and you're growing. You're still growing as a person and, like, developing. So that's why, like, I see a lot of people not really make it through relationships. Like, if you're able to do that, like, able to marry your high school sweetheart, cool, you feel me? Like, because, like, everybody sees it in the movies, like, mm-hmm. like, celebrities and stuff like that. Yeah, like, ending. Like, it sounds good. Like, it looks good, like, to the public. But at the same time, we really don't understand, like, the true work and, like, the back behind the scenes knowledge of, like, what it goes through to be able to get through that and get through the rough, tough phases and stuff like that. Because I know everything that's glitter ain't gold, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. So it's like everybody's able to flourish in the high moments. But when the moments are, like, and you get to them tough times, not everybody's built to be able to last through them. And so, like, you just got to find a person who's compatible for you and understand, you know what I'm saying? If you can get through the tough times, if I see y'all still getting through tough times, if I can't, that's cool, too. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it. If it didn't work out, it just didn't work out. You know, that's not the plan to be. But, like, I think you'd at least be able to, like, to talk about it and, like, at least tell the person what it is and what it ain't, for real, for real.
Yeah, I think if you're both on the same page and moving towards the same goal, it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
It's just rare. Like, I have neighbors, like, that I grew up next to, and they started dating in middle school. And they're grandparents now. Like, they're old, but still together. Now, when they went to college, they did go to separate colleges. They broke up for a little bit, but then they eventually, like, got back together.
Yeah, that's one thing I think. Like, if it's meant to be, you know what I'm saying, it's always going to work its way out. Like in this, I'm not going to say past relationship, but, like, in this past little situation I had going on, like, we had to take a break because, like, it was just personal things in my life going on, personal things in that person's life going on. And so, like, I was able to understand, like, we were able to communicate and tell each other, like, right now, I need to put myself first and fix my needs before I'm able to be able to give you and fulfill your needs as another person. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, we came to an agreement out there. She was like, I hope it works out in the future. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know where to find me. Like, if it's meant to be, it's going to work itself out. You know where to find me. I know where to find you. If you got my number, hit me up whenever. You know what I'm saying? We can still be friends, still be talking. I'm always here for you. Like if I say I care for you, I mean, I'm never going to just, like, end up leaving your side just because we didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Only way I'll leave your side, like, if you do some backdoor stuff or something like that, but you feel me? Yeah.
It's funny because it felt like you didn't know how to end that sentence.
Nah,
you
definitely, like, didn't. That's why I had to end it with yeah.
Nah, but I definitely agree with that. Like, there's, like, if you care for somebody, like, you're not just going, like, up and leave them just because, like, stuff didn't work out. Because yeah. it's like that love, like, the love thing. Like, if you really love somebody and, like, y'all, like, in tough times or whatever, and, like, y'all, like, you know, separate, like, it's like that love's not just going to die, like, right there in that moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it definitely, like, I know, like, some people, like, well, no, not in some cases. I feel like in every situation, like, you would truly, like, still love that person afterwards, because, like, no matter what happened, like, you may be angry in those,
yeah, like, my love growing your heart, I don't think it's just,
yeah,
like,
it can't just go away off,
it can't just go away like that.
I think if the love is genuine,
yeah,
if the love is unconditional, like, there's always going to be a piece of you that cares. Doesn't mean that you necessarily want to be back with them,
mm-hmm.
but you're always gonna want the best. Hopefully you always want the best for them.
Yeah.
Which I feel like brings me to a really good question for our next episode. Can guys and girls be friends? Just friends?
That's a good one to talk
about. That's actually pretty funny.
That is I've seen this. Because I've been thinking about that for a long time.
You know what? We should low-key answer that question now. Because I really got some stuff.
Nah, we're going to say that for next podcast.
Yeah,
next podcast. We got to say that for next. Because that's going to be like a... that's going to go into a longer talk.
Mm-hmm, yeah. This might be a Tuesday one. And what about staying friends with exes on that one, too? You can do a two-parter.
Okay, I like that. So we're wrapping it up, you know, kind of get toward the end. The period's about to be over in a couple minutes. Miss Gotti has to head back down to her kids. But before we go, I want to ask JP this cool question, because Miss Gotti's clearly not in high school no more. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever see yourself marrying a high school sweetheart?
No.
You don't think so?
The person I was with, yeah. I could see myself marrying her.
Okay.
Like, I actually told her that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I love me some love. Not even gonna lie.
No, nah, like them good couples, but I like.
Bro, it's crazy, bro. Cause I really did love her, bro.
Oh, man.
I really did.
Man, hopefully it works back out. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all find your way back to each other if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Y'all will.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll figure it out.
Me personally, I don't think I can see myself marrying a high school. Like, it's people, like relationships. I said, like, if I had to choose between like this group of people, it's people I'd rather choose than others. But like just genuinely saying, oh, I see myself marrying her in the next couple years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say yes, but I also can't say no.
Right.
You know, because right now.
Because you don't know where your head going to be at.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, and let's in the moment. I decided to live in the moment just for the moment, man. That's all you can do. To try to soak in the moment, enjoy the day at the time it is. So, with that being said, man, it's the end of our podcast. Man, it was a great episode. A really great talk. I loved it, man. We have Ms. Gotti. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. JP, thanks for popping in and talking with me, man. You know,
you know
me and JP
you.
Love to have the great talks. And we're on Don't Trip. We got you, man. And we out. Let's do it.